This is Radio Hangar. If you've ever trained in a Cessna, flown a King Air on a charter, or crossed the country in a Citation, then what I'm about to tell you is worth your full attention. I'm Tower, and this is AT Ice. There's a leadership change happening at one of the most consequential companies in general aviation, Textron Aviation. The Wichita-based manufacturer behind Cessna, Beechcraft, and Hawker has announced that Brian Roloff will take over as chief executive officer. He succeeds Ron Draper, who announced his retirement after years at the helm of the company. And the timing is not incidental. This transition is happening ahead of what Textron is describing as a planned restructuring. Before we get into what that means, let me bring in today's sponsor. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com now. Let's talk about why this matters. Textron Aviation is not just a company. It is, by almost any measure, the backbone of piston and turboprop general aviation in the United States. When you look at the flight lines at your local airport, there's a very good chance that the majority of what you see rolling out of hangars carries either a Cessna or a Beechcraft nameplate. The Cessna 172 is the most produced aircraft in history, full stop. The Beechcraft King Air has been the workhorse of regional turboprop operations for over 60 years. The Cessna 208 caravan hauls cargo, skydivers, and passengers across routes that no regional jet would bother with. When a company this embedded in the fabric of general aviation announces a leadership change tied to a restructuring, pilots pay attention. Ron Draper leaves after steering the company through some genuinely difficult years. He took the top job in a period when general aviation was still finding its footing after the Great Recession hit aircraft manufacturing particularly hard. Textron Aviation faced the same headwinds every GA manufacturer did. Rising production costs, pilot population concerns, certification timelines that stretched into years rather than months. Under Draper, the company pushed forward with product development, kept the Cessna and Beechcraft lines relevant, and held its position in the light jet market through the Citation family. His retirement is not a stumble. By all accounts, this is an orderly transition. But the word restructuring hanging over it is the one that pilots and industry watchers are watching closely. Here's what you need to know about what restructuring typically means in manufacturing. When a company the size of Textron Aviation announces a restructuring, it usually signals one of a few things. Sometimes it means consolidating operations, trimming overhead, realigning divisions. Sometimes it means a strategic pivot in product focus. And sometimes it means the company has taken a hard look at its cost structure in relation to where the market is going and decided that the current arrangement does not get them where they need to be. None of those outcomes are inherently alarming. Some restructurings make companies leaner, faster, and more capable of investing in the products that actually matter, but for the workforce in Wichita and for the broader ecosystem of suppliers, dealers, and service centers that orbit Textron Aviation, uncertainty is uncomfortable. Wichita calls itself the air capital of the world, and it earns that title. The city's economy has been shaped by aviation manufacturing for most of the last 100 years. Cessna, Beechcraft, Learjet, Boeing's operations there, Spirit Aerosystems, and a constellation of suppliers have made Wichita one of the most concentrated centers of aircraft manufacturing expertise on the planet. When a major employer there signals change, it ripples out across the region. Brian Roloff stepping into the chief executive role brings continuity in one sense. He has been inside Textron's orbit and understands the operational realities of running an organization at this scale. The question that analysts and industry observers are now turning over is what his specific vision for the company looks like. Restructuring can be imposed from outside, driven by parent company directives from Textron's corporate level, or it can be shaped by the incoming leader's own read on where the business needs to go. Textron, the parent company, is a diversified industrial conglomerate. Aviation is the crown jewel. But Textron also operates in defense, industrial equipment, and other sectors. That corporate structure means that decisions at the aviation division are sometimes driven by portfolio-level considerations rather than purely by what the aviation market is signaling. That tension between what a standalone aircraft manufacturer would prioritize and what a conglomerate parent wants from its aviation division has been a persistent undercurrent in how Textron Aviation has operated over the years. What does this mean for you if you're a Cessna or Beechcraft owner today? In the near term, probably not much. Parts availability, maintenance support, dealer networks, these do not evaporate overnight. If you're in the middle of purchasing a new aircraft or have a delivery scheduled, you're not looking at disruption from this announcement alone. Textron Aviation will still build airplanes. They will still certify new variants. they will still support the type certificates on aircraft that are flying today. Where restructuring could eventually show up in ways that affect GA pilots is in product development timelines, in dealer network changes, or in the support infrastructure for older aircraft types. If a restructuring leads to a narrower product focus, some lower volume aircraft lines could see reduced investment. If it leads to service center consolidation, owners of certain aircraft types in certain regions could find that authorized maintenance becomes a longer drive. None of that is announced. None of it is confirmed. But it is the kind of downstream effect worth watching for as more details emerge. The broader context here is that general aviation manufacturing is at an inflection point in a way it has not been since the General Aviation Revitalization Act, passed in 1994, and reopened the door for piston aircraft production after the liability crisis had essentially frozen it. The industry is now facing a different kind of inflection. The pilot population is growing again after years of concern about demographics. Electric and hybrid propulsion is moving from experimental curiosity to early certification programs. Sustainable aviation fuel is reshaping the operating calculus for turbine operators. And the supply chain disruptions that hit every manufacturer coming out of the pandemic years have still not fully resolved. Into all of that comes a leadership change at the company that touches more pilot logbooks than any other manufacturer in the world. Brian Roloff will not have a soft landing strip waiting for him in the corner office. He's inheriting a company with real strengths and real challenges in an industry that does not pause for leadership transitions. The Citation family has been one of Textron Aviation's most consistent stories. The light jet market has seen consolidation and competition, but the Citation brand carries genuine weight among operators who want a reliable, well-supported platform without the complexity and cost of moving up to larger cabin aircraft. The Citation CJ series, the Longitude, the Latitude, these are serious airplanes with serious operators. Maintaining the product development pipeline in that category while managing whatever restructuring is coming will be one of Roloff's first balancing acts. On the piston side, the story is different. The Cessna 172 and 182 remain dominant in the training market, but that dominance comes with its own pressures. The purchase price of a new 172 has put new aircraft out of reach for many flight schools and individual buyers in a way that would have seemed extraordinary to the generation that learned in factory fresh Skyhawks. Used aircraft fill the gap, but used aircraft do not generate the kind of revenue that sustains a manufacturer's investment in the next generation of products. There has been industry conversation for years about whether the piston training market is sustainable at current new aircraft price points, and whether some form of structural change in how manufacturers support that market is inevitable. Whether Textron Aviation's restructuring touches any of that is unknown at this point, but it is the kind of question that the new chief executive will eventually have to answer. Ron Draper, for his part, leaves with the company still standing, still building, still competitive. In aviation manufacturing, that is not a trivial thing. The industry has seen names disappear. It has seen production lines go cold. Keeping Cessna and Beechcraft airplanes rolling out of Wichita through the years he was in charge is a legitimate accomplishment. The handoff to Roloff is taking place at a moment when Textron's corporate parent is clearly in a review mode. That's what a planned restructuring signals. Something is being reorganized. The specifics will come in layers over the coming months. Watch for announcements related to workforce, facility operations, and product line priorities. Those will be the real data points that tell you what direction this is heading. For now, the headline is that the controls at Textron Aviation are changing hands. The name on the door above the chief executive's office will read Brian Roloff, and the general aviation community, which has more skin in this game than almost any other, will be watching what he does next. If you want to dig further into this story, Flying Magazine broke the news and has the details at flyingmag.com. You can also find us at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Stay ahead of the weather and ahead of the airplane. We'll talk again soon.